You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 14. Episode 14. Nice. What's so special about episode 14? I have no idea. How are we, boys? Danny, just get a bit closer to your mic if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That's okay.
14 episodes.
Only 14 episodes, Dan. Still sitting back, chilling. How are we both? What have we both been up to? Anything happening? What's going down?
Not much, really. It's a bit quiet at work, but it's nice.
Nothing of interest happening?
Car blew up.
I think you said that in the last episode, didn't you?
Oh, it's still blown up.
It's still blown up. Still not working. So... are we going to sort this? Are we going to sort this shit out?
It's getting sorted, but yeah, it's doing me head in now.
God almighty, yeah. So, you can't leave it. It's pretty quiet. There must be something happening since the last. I think the last time we met was about 5 weeks ago. I think
we've all been away.
Abbasoc, actually, yeah.
We all went to Abbasoc, didn't we?
Really nice.
Went to Abbasoc for a week.
Yeah. Lovely. As
that was really nice.
We were the roughest people there.
Oh, we 100% were.
No, we weren't.
It's turned into a bit like. It's a bit like old Lea John C, isn't it, Abbasoc? I mean, it's beautiful.
It's lovely, though, yeah.
If anybody from Abbasoc's really nice. Listening, it's nice. I love Abbasoc.
I do.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And if anyone's never been, I would advise you go to Abbasoc. It's beautiful. Such a nice place, isn't it?
Just on the beach, that view of the mountains and everything.
We have a bit of a family affinity with Abbasoc, don't we? Yeah. I think there was 39 of us that went to Abbasoc.
All family.
Extended
all
family.
All related.
All cousins.
Yeah. Do you want to buy a dog? We're not travellers. No. Not that that would be a problem if we were, by the way. Don't want to cause offence to anybody. But my impression was of a travelling individual. God, I've gone like really PC there.
Yeah,
I don't know why I went PC there. So anyway, we've got to be PC, I suppose. So you've not really done anything at all?
Going away tomorrow.
Where are you going, Dan?
Cork.
Cork?
Cork in Ireland.
What are you doing in Cork?
Stag do. It's my friend David, who was in the Christmas special. He won the pants.
David Webb.
Trousers. Oh, yeah, that's
David
right.
Webb.
Yeah,
Shout out to Dave Webb.
Shout out to Dave Webb.
How you doing, Dave?
He's a listener.
Stag do tomorrow.
He's a listener.
Why Cork? Why did he choose Cork?
Well, his lovely wife-to-be, Ciara, she's from Ireland.
Irish. Yes, she is.
Don't know where she's from in Ireland.
Somewhere in Ireland.
It must be really nice, though, Cork.
And he always wanted to go to Cork.
Oh, so she's not like from Cork?
No.
She's not like going back to Ciara's family in Cork?
No.
Or anything like that? No.
We just fancied Cork.
Nice. Are any of Ciara's family going on the stand?
Brian.
Who's Brian?
So Brian is Ciara's brother, and I've been doing the hotel rooms.
Oh.
And I thought his name was Brian Dallas, spelt B-R-A-I-A-N.
Great surname, by the way.
His name isn't Brian Dallas. It's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Dylan.
Yeah, so, it's the Irish pronunciation of certain, you know, some of the names.
Run that by me again, because I missed that.
So
why did you think his name?
So basically, all I saw was Brian D. And in my head, I just went, Dallas.
Dallas.
Because I remember D and then L's in his name.
Oh, I think
it's Dylan. But I put
oh,
him,
see, Brian.
So
his name, I thought Brian it was pronunciation. Thing.
I think you should call him Brian Dallas for the whole
Brian
weekend.
Dallas, yeah. That's great.
Well, Webb were together before. Webb said, we'll call him JR.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who shot JR? The T-shirt from Father Ted.
Father Ted, what a great link.
Actually, just
I've killed somebody, Father.
Yeah. There's been a construction stag can be pretty wild. But
oh yeah, they can.
So, what's your thoughts on this?
Great episode for the future. Yeah. Construction stag dudes.
Well, it's a night out.
Sorry, Dan. Yeah. Go on.
But we've got him. So his middle name is Ronald.
As in Weasley.
as it, well. So we've got him to wear to the airport. He doesn't know.
Oh, McDonald.
Yeah. So I've got him a full clown outfit.
Yes.
For the airport. But yes. When he gets there, you know, yeah. With everything going on in the news.
Yeah.
Just Stop Oil.
Brilliant. T-shirt. So he's got to wear a Just Stop Oil top.
Yeah.
With a Ronald McDonald.
Sit in front of
what
the
you want him to do then is maybe in the middle of Cork in the town centre.
Yeah, yeah.
Like stand in front of a few cars or something. Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. And just for like 10 seconds.
The other mate has googled a shop in Cork. To buy, you can buy paint mixture. So we're going to go throw some orange paint.
Excellent. I love it. That's perfect. What do you think of them Just Stop Oil people?
I do honestly think they've got a point.
I get the point. But
the way they're going about it is...
You're having a go at... You're alienating the people that you don't want to alienate, which is everybody.
Yeah, which is the British public.
British public, the working people.
You don't want to piss them off.
We already get the message. You can't just stop because
everything
will collapse.
The British
people agree
with it.
Yeah, we do. Everyone get it. Everybody gets it.
Yeah. You're stopping. Actually, go. Do you know what? Look, I totally get it, but unfortunately, why can't they?
Everybody's got to go to work.
Got to go to work, and people get stressed. They get worked up.
People think about earning money. Right.
They're going about it in the wrong way, but we all agree with them.
Yeah,
but they're going around it in the wrong way. But I must admit, I really love them videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where people lose the shit and then they grab them and move them and everything, and then the police come in and threaten to arrest the people that are moving them. You think? For God's sakes.
Well, it didn't happen at the crown, you know.
At the coronation.
They were well up on it, though, weren't
they? Sausage fingers.
They were well
King
up on it.
I mean, we love the king. We love King, don't we? We like King Charles, don't we? Oh, come on. We like King Charles.
Yeah. He's all right. It's nearly a year since the Queen's went.
Bloody hell.
That bit with his pen.
We've talked about this. You make a really good impression of Charles.
Yeah.
Bloody pen not working.
But no, I think my point is they weren't arrested that day and they were there.
Yeah, I get it. So when they want to, they can prevent it.
And then like, a big race days, it's like suddenly actually you can
not Ascot, National.
Do you know what I mean? And then,
tried it on
and then but day to day, it's like, oh, leave it.
They got Wimbledon.
They got Wimbledon.
The snooker. They did the snooker. That was a disgrace.
Now that is a disgrace. No,
that was a disgrace. How dare you defile a snooker table?
Of all the ones as well.
What are you doing to the... I know.
Really? I mean, come on.
Everybody sat down.
Everyone sat down chilling.
Yeah.
Half of them are falling asleep. I don't get it, actually.
Formula One would get it.
Yeah. Exactly. Why have they not done the Formula One?
Yeah.
Burning
the shit. They tried, didn't they?
They won't get in.
They didn't get in because of the security.
Yeah. So to summarise...
So, yeah, Stag Do, Cork,
Just Oil. He's going to be dressed as Just Oil.
Oil.
Next month, I want you to feedback to us on how the Stag Do went.
Well, next month, it's...
Well, it's my Stag Do next month.
Yeah.
In Budapest. So we counted it tonight, didn't we?
Four weeks today. About 4 weeks, yeah.
So there's 23 of us going, I think.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. To Budapest for my Stag Do. So I can't call it other than... I'm 46 now.
It won't be the crazy.
I want it to be a bit crazy.
It'll be a good laugh.
You know, and a good laugh and a bit... A good discussion.
Yeah, but like we went to Danny's, it was the... I've got to go to bed.
I remember.
The first night you'll go mental and after that it's like, should we have a Gaelic coffee?
I can remember because it's a great story. I know it's a construction podcast, but at the end of the day, it's our podcast. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. But I can remember Daniel's stag do. Danny had about 6 stag do's, basically. Yeah. But Danny's stag do to Prague.
It's really nice.
It was
Prague.
A lovely stag do. It was over Halloween, wasn't it? Your stag do.
Over, yeah.
And I think by about the third night, everybody was dead.
We can't drink anymore.
And I can vividly remember.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I remember being sat in a bar, like a coffee shop or something
I'll
show
a piece of cake in a coffee.
In the middle of the road, like a train carriage.
Yeah, it was. That's right. Very nice.
And it was about, I'm going to say it was about 9, 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And we're all sat there. There was, I don't know, I'm going to say 15, 20 blokes, something like that. And everyone's drinking Gaelic coffees. And
very, very civilised.
Very civilised. And I just went, fuck this. I'm going home. I'm going to bed. And I stood up and started to walk to back to the hotel. And as I did that, I can remember everyone else going, oh, thank God for that. Someone's cave, so we can now cave. And about six other guys went, right, we're all going home. We're all going. Because we're all just ruined, weren't we? We went in an absinthe bar.
That was brilliant, that.
That was good.
But that was mental. That absinthe was mental.
I mean, she was like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know, absinthe.
That's something we've got to do. We had a picture of Danny. With some antlers behind
you. Yeah, we did. I've still got it on my phone.
We've got to try and get you with some antlers behind you, something like that. That painting in the absinthe bar.
That's the first time I've ever had absinthe. And I remember having it. I remember if people say it's hallucinogenic, and I thought,
And super strong.
It was
really strong.
You only had to have a sip.
We only had tiny sips.
Too bad. It would be silly.
Yeah. Is that what...
Van Gogh used to get was addicted to it.
I was just going to say,
those people drunk
I think in the
in France,
Sergeant Abeline, the guy that hunted down Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper,
in the film, it shows him addicted to it, doesn't
Johnny
it?
Depp, yeah, but
is that heroin or something?
It was a big thing, wasn't it? In the late
absinthe, yeah. Is it an alcoholic drink?
It's alcoholic, but it's like really strong. And don't they put it over a sugar cube? They melt it.
Yeah, that's right.
They drip it over a sugar cube, and it drips into the bowl.
But I mean, if my stag do is half of your stag do, then I'd be well happy. And if Dave Webb's stag do is
you've got that Guinness though, haven't you? You've got the Guinness, the good stuff.
It's going to be Guinness. It's going to be Guinness. And then
we're so good over
Gaelic
there.
Games. Looking forward to that.
Gaelic games. So like, is it tossing a caber and all that sort of stuff?
But it's like hurling and.
Yeah. Basically fighting, I think Gaelic games means football.
It's over 10 miles or something, charging around or something.
Oh, you'll have a ball. Well, make sure you feed back.
Was that one like a hockey stick, isn't it? Like a crook with a ball in it. Like,
and then it's handball you play as well.
Yeah, it sounds a bit.
Do you have to take your clothes off? Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I'll take your clothes off and get. Yeah. Anyway. So you'll have to feed back on that next episode next month, basically. But today's episode, gents. Today's episode is all about ancient buildings, ancient construction.
So didn't have any of these.
Ancient constructions. No. Exactly right. Yep. Didn't have any modern technology.
Or did they?
So we don't want to obviously. I know we know the likes of Joe Rogan is kind of. We're not comparing ourselves to Joe Rogan. Joe, big shout out to Joe, by the way.
If you reckon he'd ever do a joint podcast?
Oh, maybe. Who knows? Maybe one day. The world's most successful podcast.
Those construction lads.
Yeah,
I'll do one
maybe so. Who knows? Yeah. Shoot for the stars. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But maybe Graham Hancock might come on one day. If anyone doesn't know who Graham Hancock is, really famous guy who's written loads of books and information about ancient structures around the world. So I'm not comparing our beautiful little podcast to Graham Hancock and to Joe Rogan, but I was going to say they've done a few episodes on not really ancient construction, but more
about ancient civilizations.
Ancient civilizations.
There's loads we don't know, basically.
Yeah. So we thought building construction, Sci-Fi podcast.
It's all linked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. First question for you both then. Who built the pyramids?
Well, men. People did.
No. You think it was just
totally convinced.
The human race?
It's human race, did it?
Yeah,
I'm not,
race.
I'm not having all the extra theories.
Played a part.
Well, you're
so.
Mr.
Do you,
alien,
Danny? By that, do you believe that they were built by like an alien race or?
So it might put us in going down another path here, but I think what's happened now has happened before, and we're still behind what's happened before.
So
to be like Battlestar Galactica.
So I'm not necessarily yes.
Well, everything that's happened.
So explain what you mean.
Aliens or anything like that. I'm saying there was a more advanced civilization that's been wiped out and destroyed.
Okay.
And we're not at that yet. Yeah. Right. And it's different. And I think I've been to Egypt.
Yes, you have.
Right.
Of course, he has.
I've stood there. I didn't go to the pyramids. I've been to Karnak. I've seen these temples. We saw these massive steps, right? And each step is as wide as this room.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's one
block. Context for people listening, you can just give them an idea of how wide that is.
So I'd
about
say
3 meters by
about 3 meters.
3 or 4 meters by 4 meters.
By 4 meters. And that's one block. That's not a step. They're about, 15 meters wide.
Yeah.
And each one is about as wide as this room. Right. How the fuck did you move it?
No, but it is true though, isn't it? Because
if, for example,
we said today, the human race today is going to band together, right? and we're going to build. We're going to build an exact replica of the Great Pyramid at Giza. The exact replica.
We don't with using only like manpower and just tools and rope and.
Well, even with cranes and stuff. And I'm talking about exact replica. Could we do it? Would
but
we be
all
able
the
to
math
do it?
Behind it?
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Well, this is the
thing
other
is, thing is that they had hundreds of years that was before they even built that one, because if you look at there's loads of pyramids that are bent pyramids.
Yeah, I know. Aren't quite right. Yes.
There is these pyramids and these step pyramids. They developed over, say, 1,000 years, the techniques and, you know, it's tradesmen.
Yeah. So
and they had no tally.
So the Great Pyramid is perfect.
They had no TikTok.
They had no TikTok.
How did they get on? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Great Pyramid is perfectly aligned to true north.
Yeah.
It's encoded with the circumference of the earth within the measurements.
The dimensions.
The four dimensions are encoded within the circumference of the earth. How did they work that?
Or is it kind of a coincidence because of the dimensions of the actual pyramid? I don't know how that works.
No, it's
not. Is it mathematical dimensions?
There's too many different.
There are 2.3 million individual blocks within the Great Pyramid of Giza, each weighing, I think, between
about 2.5 tons.
Yeah, each weighing between 2.5 tons and 5 tons, depending
apart from the big ones. Above the King's Chamber, there's like 6 granite ones that are about 60
That's correct.
Tons.
Yeah,
or 8 ones.
How
about
have
60
they got there
tons.
Then?
Well, I've looked it up. There's loads of different theories, but it's about halfway into the King's Chamber.
The King's Chamber, roughly speaking.
But they also, I always think counterweights, manpower, rope, and greasing the sleds and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had time. They had like 30 years or more to do it.
Yeah, the thing is...
It's time, just gradual
is, everybody
building.
Today is dead busy, aren't we? 9
we
to
are,
5.
Dead busy.
We've got shit to do. We're doing all this crap and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And then we go home and we put the kids to bed or whatever. And then we sit down and we watch TV. And I think... And then we go on our phones and we scroll through all our phones. Nobody really anymore, apart from the odd individual... stops to look at the night sky.
Yeah.
Nobody really anymore stops to study like, how can I get...
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Across that problem without using technology is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's the same brains. It's the same brains.
I mean, there's no like
5,000 years ago.
Going, fucking hell, I'm going to have to write a report about that.
Yeah, there's no health and safety.
You know
it's
that rope
true.
That's just snapped?
Yeah, exactly.
Granite, like,
yeah.
I get what you're saying there. You know what? I'm just fucking...
There's no site agent saying I've got a black CSCS card and you lads can't come on this site to build this pyramid because you're not qualified. Fuck off. I've been doing this 15 years,
mate. My granddad
told
me how to do this.
There's a massive hole over there.
Yeah, there's a massive hole over there.
Right.
And that's where you go. You see that river there called the Nile? Yeah. You shit in there, you piss in there, and you wash and shower and bath in there.
And you drink from it.
And you drink from it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, well, I'll get on with that then.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. So, I don't know. There's lots of...
It's the weight thing for me.
Yeah, I get that.
It's
not the 2.5 tons. It's those big granite
manpower.
Blocks.
I can
it's
see
the granite
manpower.
Ones.
What are people? What two, we've always said when we've worked together, what two
what
people
you can do,
do
it's amazing.
Is more than what one person can do over 2 days.
But what 1,000 people
but,
can do.
And I get that, but the weight and the height and like Easter Island, how the fuck did they get there?
One.
Well, like, you mean the heads of Easter Island?
Yeah, but the massive.
Yeah,
like,
they are the huge.
Where have they been produced?
Yeah,
and but I can't get like Machu Picchu. How the fuck has they got it up there? I can't get my head around that.
Time. It's just time.
But
100
but
years
I,
is nothing to 100 years.
I kind of. I don't disagree with either of you. You're right in that humans, I think, can accomplish.
Do all sorts.
Almost
of stuff.
Almost anything over time. But I also think you're right in that because we don't know.
We go for all these weird.
Why can't we?
Yeah. These techniques that we don't understand or... I read a great one about those blocks, though, is that the other pyramid next to the grand one is the... let's have a look. I've got a few notes here.
Go on. I've got some facts if you want me to...
It's the Khufu pyramid, isn't it, the great one?
Yeah, Khufu, yeah.
And the one next to it, is it the... What is it now? Is it the... I can't remember what it's called. Is it like the Kafir one or something?
Yeah.
Well, you reckon that's slightly higher? Not slightly higher, as in the ground is slightly higher next to that one. So they could have done a ramp across from that big central causeway to almost get the blocks up on a slightly better gradient.
Yeah.
So they reckon about that's why the ramps wouldn't have to be that steep. But I mean, still, but there's also an internal ramp theory.
There is an internal ramp theory, which is really good. Really interesting.
It's really good.
Is it the top of the internal chamber? There is a smooth stone, isn't there?
Yeah, but they filled it in.
Yeah, they did fill it
in. There was like a V-shaped stone, I call the Great Step. And they reckon it could have been used as a counterweight because it's on an angle.
So you imagine, Danny, a block of stone at the bottom. Mm. And over the other side of the pyramid, a block of stone.
Loads of stones being
weighed. And to get that stone up, you would let the stone at the bottom go down so it goes up like that. Mm. That's basically a suggestion of a counterweight. And the indentation of the stone in the middle of the pyramid.
Yeah, I think it's the Great Chamber.
Is dipped.
So it would enable.
So basically, rope has over time created that.
There is.
It's called the step. Yeah, the Great
but
Step.
Those granite blocks are above the Great Chamber, but they reckon there's another void above the Great Chamber that they could have used as another ramp up, if you know what I mean.
But
Well, here's a question for you both. And this is according to what I've read and what I've understood. But I'm going to ask you two. Do you know the reason why the pyramid. Why historians think the pyramid was built?
Well. The general theory is it's the tomb, isn't it?
No, it's not a tomb.
Well, it's not. It's not. It's like a religious thing.
It's not a tomb. That is the most thought. But there's never been any evidence found of a sarcophagus or anything like that within the Great Pyramid ever. So why would it be built? For what reason would it be built?
There is something though in there, isn't there? There's one thing in there.
Yeah, but it's a granite. It's a hollowed out granite sarcophagus.
It is like a sarcophagus, but they're not exactly sure
nothing
if it
in
is.
It. There's nothing in it.
Yeah, there's no lid, no top in it or anything. In it.
Yeah. Obviously, if you've watched the Transformers film, then you'll know the reason
why. Yeah, it's ancient Transformers technology.
It's a Transformers technology. So, to summarise, you think it's basically built
by man. It's man. It's
ingenuity. You think it's built by aliens?
No, not necessarily aliens, no.
They've helped.
Lost technology.
I think it's lost. It's like, right, I think I can prove it all now. Right.
Prove it.
Fast forward. To 1969.
1969,
on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is now so-called lost technology.
Well, India's just landed something, but not a person.
Looks like a fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's all that.
No, they've sent a little probe out, haven't they?
I never quite understand why we've not gone back to the moon, actually.
Cost a fortune.
We can't figure out who built the fucking pyramid.
That's true.
But my point is, if things can be lost in 70 years...
Well, we can still do it.
We're now saying we haven't got the technology.
Well, we can get to the moon.
We get to it, right, but we don't do it.
No, it's like Concorde. Concorde's still cutting edge technology.
I know, and we don't use it anymore.
It's too expensive. It's the expense.
It's set on fire.
But then, is it lost? Have we been at that advanced? Do you mean if you
don't use something for long enough, you lose the techniques?
Yeah. And it's like, there's all sorts of things like that. That Joe Rogan, who. It hopefully will one day be as big as us.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry. That's me clipped. We're clipping that.
I'll
clip that and we'll send it to Joe.
I actually like Joe.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Joe and him at night.
We love him, don't we?
You know, you're a bit stressed.
Oh, yeah. You put a bit of Joe on. Great. Oh, yeah. He's brilliant.
The great one. I watched a film recently about the Amazon. And what was the
amount of buildings? Francisco,
oh, there's loads of stuff that De Arma.
Yeah.
We went and I thought
Conquistador.
God,
yeah.
And how they lost the buildings.
The Amazon jungle.
There's loads in it. The jungle is reclaimed.
It's covered in buildings. The footprints of buildings.
There is. There's stuff there.
How was that built?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's like anything, but nature reclaims it once you've gone.
Well, it does. It does. If every human disappeared tomorrow on Earth. Mother Nature would take control.
What would be the last thing that would be the last trace left of us?
Well, I know actually.
Yeah.
What?
Stockport Viaduct.
Stockport Viaduct probably. Yeah. But we'll go on Stockport Viaduct in a minute.
One of the theories
of humanity, if all of humans were to disappear tomorrow on Earth, one of the longest lasting working structures would be, and we mentioned it on the last episode, but it would be the Hoover Dam. It would be the Hoover Dam because it takes the minimal amount of human involvement to run the Hoover Dam.
Oh, so it's natural. It's more.
So it would shut down eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think for a good few years it would continue. So in a zombie apocalypse,
you've got the Hoovy Dam.
If you're gonna be anywhere, you want to be in sight, or not in sight, but in region of the Hoover Dam for electrical, because your electricity would probably still run via the Hoover Dam for quite some time.
So like 50 years worth of food in the Hoover Dam, and then 50 PlayStations in case one breaks, and then that's it, just for see out the rest of your life.
So some facts for you both. The Great Pyramid of Giza is 581 feet tall. It's now illegal to climb the pyramid.
Yeah.
Even though if you go on YouTube, you can watch some YouTuber land on the top of the pyramid. Oh, he lands on the top of the pyramid. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
But it's now illegal. You can't go on the top of the
pyramid. It was encased, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, it was completely
smooth
encased
in limestone.
It was completely smooth in lime.
So was it electrical bill? Was it a power station?
So even though now it looks like steps, originally it was completely smooth.
Smooth limestone.
Completely smooth on all sides.
Must have been some size.
I know.
I mean, can you imagine that? It must have been. I mean, for a long period of time in human history, it was the tallest building in the world, the tallest structure in the world, for a long period of time. It weighs approximately 5.7 million tons.
That's what a bench.
So that's what you bench, Danny, on an evening basis, yeah. Estimated between 20 and 30 years to have been built, that one pyramid.
Yeah.
That one pyramid. Mm. So, I mean, you know.
But do you know how old it is?
Between 4,500 and 5,000 years old, roughly reckon.
Do you reckon, like, with, say, the time of Julius Caesar, we're closer to Julius Caesar than Julius Caesar was to the building of the Giza Pyramid?
Incredible, incredible.
That's how ancient history, that's how big.
And the issue.
No, but when we think about ancient history,
by the way,
you know,
just so you know, the issue is with carbon dating. So, carbon dating gives you an accurate date of how old something is. But you cannot carbon date stone.
Yeah, it's really... Yeah.
It can't be carbon dated. But what you can carbon date is the tools or the implements or the artifacts that are found around...
Yeah, do they have... Is it bronze? They have bronze tools and
I think
like
they have bronze tools.
Bronze, tools?
Think,
bronze picks.
Wooden tools.
Well, copper and tin is bronze, isn't it, I think?
Yeah. What about... Because the Sphinx as well, they reckon that's even older.
They think the Sphinx is even older. Well,
I've read something on that.
Interestingly... Sorry, Andy. The Sphinx is... They also reckon that the Sphinx... Which is essentially just down the road, if you like.
5 minute, 2 minute walk from it. Yeah.
But has been horrendously water damaged as well over time. So, there's lots of theories on the Sphinx, as in originally maybe it would have been the face potentially of a human that's been changed over. Sorry. Of a lion that's been potentially changed.
It faces east, doesn't it?
Yeah. So there's so many.
Directly east.
There's so many. I mean, you know, there's lots of different theories, isn't there, about how we built. Should we move on to another structure?
Just before we go, do you know the name of the guy who built the pyramids?
Oh, go on.
He's called Hemiuin. That's it now.
Is this one of the pharaohs?
Hemiunu.
He
was like.
Did he start
the Grand Vizier? He was like the architect who apparently built it.
Now someone's going to say in our comments, how did we possibly know that?
Well, there's. What's the name?
There is
hieroglyphics,
writings.
And he's a statue and stuff like that.
Sounds like a Martian name to me.
Well, if you look at his statue, it's a really weird statue. I looked at it on Wikipedia today, and he's got man boobs. He's got really big man boobs.
Yeah, I suppose a really interesting fact.
It's a statue.
To add to this, by the way, is of course the Great Pyramid. And I know we've talked about this in the past, but we love it because we're proud to be from here. Stockport has its very own pyramid as well, which we've talked about.
Yeah, that was built 2,000 years ago, not 4,500 years ago.
So that was built 2,000
years ago by the Romans.
I'd love to go in.
Oh, I would actually.
Is it shut down? Is it closed?
Yeah, we talked about this. So we talked about I was going to say the Great Pyramid of Stockport, but it is the Great Pyramid.
They were supposed to have built two more, weren't they? They were going to call
The Valley of the Kings.
They're supposed to have built two more.
A very close friend of ours did a video on it for a local news station, basically a local newspaper. Did a very informative.
Can you? It's for sale, isn't it or something?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one for you. Who built Stonehenge?
See, that is another thing.
Well, was it the Celts of the time? Were they Celts or were they Picts?
Yeah, so it's like lots of theories about Stonehenge.
It's not Devon, is it? It's what's name? It's the next one from Devon, isn't it?
So it's a World Heritage Site. It's a World Heritage Site.
Is it Somerset? I should go. I would like to go, actually.
The average stone in Stonehenge weighs 25 tons.
Yeah, I mean, who the fuck put that there?
So how have they stacked them on top of each other?
And haven't they worked out where the stones come from?
Wales, so, South Wales.
Well, yeah. This is a really weird one. From there well, there. Listen to this. Yeah, so the stones from Stonehenge are a blue stone. And they've found the exact mine that it comes from. And it's over 240 kilometres away in Wales.
But there's a theory that they were originally built close to the mine because they found evidence of maybe another Stonehenge but they reckon that they were nicked.
Transported
after a battle. They were taken too.
But who is going to take stones that weigh over 25 tons, 240 kilometres? I mean, but it's imagine now, to do that just today, it'd be a monumental task with trucks and wide loads and all this bullshit. Can you imagine without rubber wheels? How would you get them stones 240 kilometres?
Sleds and manpower.
Well,
and...
yeah, of course it is.
But why?
But, well, exactly. Yeah, but we're thinking like modern. They were more religious or more in touch with nature, and he was more symbolic. And lifetime's achievement to do something.
Why do
like
we
that.
Do the things we do today?
Exactly.
Because we get paid.
Yeah,
basically.
But then it was more. Do you know what I mean? A spiritual thing or something. They were more in touch with a philosophy than we were.
Or the gods with flying saucers told them to.
Do you think the people that built the pyramids, the people that built Stonehenge, do you think they ever thought, like, literally, the humans
were doing
this,
they thought, work.
This will be here for thousands of years?
Maybe that's why they actually did it.
Do you think when you work on a house, it'll be here for hundreds of years, thousands of years? It might well be, by the way.
When you send that email, do you think it's going to be, well, it probably is in the internet.
but that can be destroyed.
Solar flare. Yeah, get rid of everything digital.
Gone. That's everything gone. We are back to Stonehenge then.
Yeah.
Mad Max.
So another theory with the Stonehenge is around 180 generations have passed since the stones were erected at Stonehenge. People were living at the site long before Stonehenge was built as well. Five Neolithic houses are also based around Stonehenge potentially that's what the five Neolithic houses have been found in and around Stonehenge, and I think further afield as well. There are a lot more henges, aren't they, around Stonehenge, right. But further afield. A henge essentially is a circle.
Stone circle.
That's all a henge is. It's a circle, but Stonehenge follows the movement of
the sun, the summer solstice, and stuff like that.
Sun.
Yeah, you see, come on.
Yeah, but if you've nothing else, no TV, you're gonna look at the sun and line that.
Well,
up
yeah, if there's no TV,
you know.
And you know you've had your evening meal. You've had your evening meal around the campfire, right?
Stories.
So you're all chilled out around the campfire. You've had your evening meal. You've had your bits of what would you be eating?
Grass.
No, you'd be eating. You maybe a bit of fish.
Yeah.
Or something like that
you've caught.
Honey cakes or something. I don't know.
So you've chilled out. You're chilling out around. You're all the lads. You know, you're chilling out. Yeah. What do? You sit back and start looking at the stars, don't you?
Yeah,
I start arguing about that's the god,
and you start watching that the sun to people in them days would have been
it's the first god,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It would have been a mythical thing because it moves, and you don't know how it moves.
Egyptian, is it Ra was the sun, wasn't it?
The sun god. Yeah,
that brings life.
Yeah, he was the sun god. Mm. He absolutely was. Okay, moving on. Largest brick built structures in the world. Can you name one?
Well, we've got the viaduct, haven't we?
Stockport Viaduct is on there. It's one of Europe's largest brick-built structures. It is one of the largest brick-built structures in the world, Stockport Viaduct. And it's not one viaduct.
It's an extension.
It's two.
It is impressive.
It is.
That's mirrored. They built one.
Yeah.
And then I think 12 years later, up to 12 years later, they said, shit.
We need it bigger.
So they built another one, exactly mirroring it and exactly alongside it. So when you're under it and you look up, you can see the line. You can see.
It's like an expansion joint.
Yeah, it is like a massive expansion joint. Yeah, it is. And it's built on bales of cotton.
Yeah.
So Stockport Viaduct is, Stockport essentially is red rock. That is what it's...
Sandstone,
that is red sandstone is through the centre of Stockport or right through the heart of Stockport. But it's built on bales of cotton, which are then sat on the red rock, and that enables the structure to kind of...
It can move a bit.
Very gently move, If you go to Wikipedia, you can obviously find...
It's impressive.
It is
quite. Can you name another one of the largest brick built structures in the world?
I read something. You know, Battersby Power Station. Isn't that a big one?
It is. It is one of the biggest ones. Yeah, it is.
That's loads of brick. That's a great building. That
there is one massive one that you both might not be forgetting. I'll give you a clue.
Do you mean it's not like the Great Wall of China, is it?
Yeah, Great Wall of China.
No, I mean, I'd love to go there.
The Great Wall of China. Mm. Total length of the Great Wall of China?
Oh, a couple of thousand. Is it like 4,000 miles or something, or 3,000?
21,196 kilometres.
Jesus.
But it's all in different weird sections, isn't it?
Yeah, and it goes to the sea. It stops at the sea. It stops at the sea.
I think the Great Wall of China is, I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah, that
really is impressive.
The interesting thing about the Great Wall of China is that they reckon it took them over 2,000 years from start to finish.
They did it in different kingdoms or dynasties.
Different dynasties added to it.
And they just added to it and stretched it out.
I get that more than I get the pyramids. Oh, sorry, Fred.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, because I mean, it's like it's got a purpose, like a defensive purpose.
I get why it was built.
Yeah,
I understand it, and I can see that it's achievable. I can't see where we could achieve that pyramid or Machu Picchu.
You know what? It just made me think of something else.
Could humans today start a project and finish it in 2,000 years' time?
Well, is that adding things on? We need more long-term planning. Could we though?
We'd all be arguing about shit. We'd all be arguing about Love Island and all that bullshit.
That's why politicians, they can't have long-term plans because somebody else will take the credit for it.
Exactly. Yeah. You think?
But we should do really as a society.
Just think about your lifetime now, your lifespan now. What buildings you've seen go up and go down.
Yeah.
Loads, just in your lifespan.
Let's look at HS2 now at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to finish it. They'll get to Birmingham and they'll stop.
They'll stop, yeah, they will.
It's well over cost.
Do you know what? It's funny.
It should almost be taken out of the hands of politics.
Twice. And not for something I've done wrong. I mean, because it's been replaced.
So you've done something once, and then they've decided to replace it with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm getting at. We have lost something as a human race, as in like what we kind of envisage.
It's like cathedrals. We used to be build cathedrals that took hundred years to build a cathedral.
We don't do that now.
Yeah.
It's religion based.
We build things
well,
quickly. We fuck it up.
It's all glass and steel tents.
Fast as you can.
No one cares.
That'd be funny. If you look at, this building's in it. This is a mill, isn't it? We're in.
Yeah, we're in here. Yeah.
It's a great building.
It's also been repurposed as well.
But it's still a great building.
It's a wonderful building.
Better looking than a lot of modern.
Do you know what made me laugh this week? I was in London a couple of weeks ago. Right. I know we're talking about ancient buildings here, but sort of react. And they built. It's not the Shard. It's the one next to it.
Yeah.
And
is that walkie-talkie?
Yes.
The walkie-talkie. And it's one you mean, yeah.
They built it so that on the angle, the glass was angled.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Convex
been past it.
Or something. Yeah. Convex Andes.
But what
concave.
They figured out was,
I'm listening. Go on.
What happened was when the sun shone on it,
reflected.
It reflected down on all the cars and all the taxis.
So
in the midst of summer, people they were literally like
the
it
bonnets
was,
were
basically
warping.
They built a fucking magnifying glass.
Basically,
ants.
Yeah.
Right. And they spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds changing this glass. But that just showed that'll be fucking knocked down.
Oh, because some knobhead.
They'll have to change the type of glass or something.
They have to change the type of glass, and they spent hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
Wasted, gone. Because basically, you built magnifying glass to burn taxis.
Yeah, and humans.
And humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. A giant one.
Go on, Andy.
I've just thought of another structure that Danny said about having a purpose that nobody don't really talk about. Can you class Roman roads?
Right,
as a great
genius. Amazing.
Because nobody thinks about it.
Genius.
Because you're on it.
Now
what
really,
have the Romans ever given
done
us?
For us? Exactly.
Ever done for us?
Now, what, Roman roads what? Across all of Europe.
Everything they've built, everything.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Colosseum. Right.
Colosseum.
Oh, I could talk about the Colosseum.
I totally get it.
Aqueducts, the sewers they've done, and everything.
I can see why that's achievable.
But like I said, their stuff was like useful stuff. It wasn't like, say, like the pyramid, you could say is religious or something. But
do you know what?
The thing is, the Romans they were a warring race, but they also took the time to.
It's also trade.
They basically helped whatever region they conquered. They improved.
They wanted it to be like Rome.
Yeah,
exactly that. They improved it.
They murdered and did also. I mean, they were unbelievably brutal, but that's the time anyway. It's 2,000 years
ago. Yeah, I think
if
you were a Christian child, you were probably thrown into the Colosseum and attacked by tigers. Yeah. Or
that's just a matinee.
Yeah. What is it? What does he do? The film?
Don't they reckon it's all made up? That
do you reckon
that
is that?
They don't know. They reckon it's made up.
I mean, how could he possibly know?
I don't.
I like that. There's an advert going around at the moment. It said, "Why do we clap when we celebrate something?" And they go to the Colosseum. There's this like chipmunk eating like a biscuit, and the crumbs fall through. And as they fall through, the emperor's like, "Oh God." And everyone starts copying the emperor and starts clapping like that. Yeah. It's like, why do we clap? I mean, I don't know. Why do we clap? I suppose it's a way of making noise.
We are like primates. We do kind of subconsciously do stuff like that. We copy each other.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. Another question for you, moving on. Do you know what the oldest structure to date currently in the world is?
I think I do, yeah.
Is it pyramid?
No,
it's in Turkey, isn't it?
It is in Turkey.
Ooh. Is it Göbekli Tepe?
Yes, Andy, it is.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's an amazing find.
So I'm reading, but I have researched it as well, but I want to make sure it's right. So Göbekli Tepe is an archaeological site, very similar in a sense to like a Stonehenge type thing. Yeah.
It's well carved, isn't it? It's amazingly carved.
It's a temple in southeastern Turkey that's been dated back to between 9,500 years BC.
So they reckon it was before like proper civilized, like farming, civilization.
Exactly.
Like
even before. So it's like Neolithic basically. But to date, this has been carbon dated by finding tools around the excavations that have helped carbon date the actual site. So it's the oldest structure currently within the whole entire world that's been found. And it's within Turkey. So, women and men, and I suspect it was probably, I'm not being sexist, but I suspect it probably was men in them days. It could have been women as well, obviously helping, but have been building from on Earth for at least between 9,500 to 11,000 years.
Yeah,
we've been building.
It was a real shock though at the time, wasn't it, when they found it.
Yeah, when they found it, because most of it is still underground.
Still buried.
Today.
There's loads of.
Yeah,
it's like loads of interconnecting.
It's like circles.
Yeah, but they're all
it's huge circles
carved
with
rocks.
Stones and rocks that have been placed in circles, similar to like Stonehenge, and they've got all different carvings on them. Some of them have got carvings of animals and all sorts of weird and sort of lost, what would you call it, like language, if you like, pictograms.
Pictograms.
Some of it they've been able to interpret, but other stuff, it's just theory on the interpretations of it.
Because it's like Syria, Turkey area, and it's that band. Yeah. It's just that. It's just into Turkey.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah.
Graham Hancock again and Joe Rogan.
But it's blown out like modern theories.
It really has. Yeah. Because before that, I think they were looking at buildings or structures that were about 6,000.
Yeah, it's like have to be like
5,000.
Yeah, like Sumeria and Babylonian.
Whereas this has now said. Well, they've dated it at like between 9,500 and 11,000 years old.
Yeah.
But according to theory, the human race at that time were not builders.
No hunter gatherers.
And were only hunter gatherers. Yeah. Exactly.
See, what I see there is
an alien landing ground.
Pyramid second, they were first.
They were first. Aliens. I think aliens down there.
I'm not.
I've got to say, it's all in that. Like I said, it's that area. It's that out of Africa and then it's that Middle East.
Yeah.
That's the big. Like that, the big fertile ground, like Tigris and the Euphrates. That's when they reckon farming started.
Like, so in other words, like the human sort of what do you call it? Like
civilization.
Civilization began there, basically.
Yeah, maybe. But it's around out. That. I mean, you've got
Africa. I think is the common.
Oh, that's where we came from.
I think that's the oldest living. For God's sakes, the oldest found. Skeletal remains of
we all came from Africa
of humans is in Africa isn't it
we did
what we called
genes
no genetic. As in what's our
homo sapien
the homo sapien skeletal remains oldest ones I think are found in Africa aren't they
that's what's fascinating about construction they'd have been building from day one the homo sapien would have been building from day one
well so the theory
well,
goes
they might have been this is the
hunter gatherers but they'd have built shelter
or got in caves
would they have built shelter or would they have looked for like a cave out
they might have created a cave they might have
well potentially
I naturally need something.
Just a bit of an off site segue they reckon you know cave paintings now there's a theory and they think it's pretty proved that it's not just paintings of animals it's actually a calendar for when they reckon it's they were painting a calendar for when certain animals were there at certain times of the year.
I see what you mean.
Yes, but they reckon a lot of cave painting was like proper Neolithic art type thing.
You know? I know what you mean. So like they could keep a track of like
they
when
could keep a track when certain this types of herds were in the area.
What's it called? Migration.
Migrations of animals. Yeah.
Yeah. It does make sense, to be honest. It really does.
I think they only just clocked that a couple of years ago. Some school teacher figured it out.
See, I think that's why we're not as advanced as we think.
No, it's the same brain.
Well, we're not anymore.
Like 10, 20,
well, we are,
years
we
ago.
Are, and we're not.
Kind. That's why I think
we've all got one of these things in our hands, and that's we know everything.
It might have made us a
bit
lazy
everything
as well.
But
sometimes.
Actually, we don't really know everything,
do
we?
Do you know what I watched yesterday? Right, go talking on. About building things.
Go on.
I watched it with the kids. It was my birthday yesterday, by the way.
Happy birthday,
yes, we did
Daniel.
Say happy. I'm sorry, happy said birthday. Happy birthday.
I did
to
send
you
a
happy
text.
Birthday. Happy birthday, yeah. Boxing Day, Daniel. Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you, Dan? By the way,
I am 21.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus 18.
39.
So, but what I watched yesterday, and I think it's one of the most underrated, and it's linked to construction and the human race. WALL-E.
Oh, it's a good film, yeah. Right. It's good,
do you know
good
what
film.
I love about that?
Great
fun.
Film.
What they say is we go off, you know, we've destroyed our planet, we create all this technology and we go out to the stars, but we get worse.
We get lazy.
We get fat.
We get dead lazy.
And I
yeah,
think
it's
that's
great.
Us now.
Yeah.
I think this is us getting lazy.
Yeah,
I think we're not as advanced.
Yeah, because we're still that ape and it gets distracted.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're still that,
like, we have all this
animal.
Technology and we all say we're amazing. We always do this. What do we actually do? We fucking sit there. We don't build amazing structures.
No, we're
anymore.
Not like making a bow or an
and
arrow
we
or something.
Do,
we're
we
not
fuck
doing something skillful.
And
yeah.
we basically
it's true.
Make
you
a magnifying glass.
You're right. Right. So let's say, right, okay, a massive world-ending meteorite hits the planet tomorrow morning. Okay, so
After breakfast.
It hits the planet tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
What survives from our generation? It hits somewhere in, I don't know, the Mid-Atlantic Ocean. What survives from us?
Do you mean after we're all gone? What's the kind of
what
thing
survives from us? It's not going to be mobile phones. It's probably going to be Coca-Cola fucking bottles. Yeah. That's probably what's going to survive from us.
Polystyrene.
Tied round the neck of a fucking beautiful sea creature.
Loads of plastic toys.
Yeah.
They're going to be like 10,000. They were obsessed with plastic toys.
Yeah. So, but
that's a great point.
But what's ironic?
Lego. There'll be loads of Lego.
Loads of Lego.
There'll be loads of
but
Lego.
But what's ironic, if you think about it, is world-ending meteorite hits the Earth tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably the pyramids still survive.
No, that's what the,
they
that's
still survive.
If everything has been worn down over thousands of years, right now the pyramids would be the last to go.
Yeah.
Because it's a hill.
That's fascinating.
They still survive.
Yeah.
They still survive, and a few Coca-Cola bottle tops.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Some bizarre plastic
McDonald's burgers.
They live forever. Yeah, them things, don't they? Did you see that clip of that guy that found one in a pocket? He'd been on a night out with, and he'd hung his coat in a cupboard.
What, for like a year
right?
or
no,
something?
10 years ago. This is 10 years ago.
It's
right?
been like a leather last, jacket.
He'd not used his coat in years.
Yeah.
He finally got the coat out. It was like 10 years old or something. He went in the pocket. It's a McDonald's burger.
Did he try it?
No mold on it. No mold on
That's
it. Mad.
Scary,
no
it?
Mold on
but,
it.
Was it like totally wrapped in plastic?
Yeah. By the way, we're not insinuating anything for McDonald's. I'm just stating a fact from a meme that I've seen. Allegedly, no mold on the burger. Oh, so.
Construction lads love it.
That was the old joke, though, wasn't it, about the McDonald's apple pie?
Oh,
when
so
they buried it in like a time capsule,
yeah.
And somebody dug it up 1,000 years later, and it's like, oh, it's still hot.
They are so hot.
They used to be red
they
hot.
Are so hot.
They?
So I think we've still got about 15 minutes or so. Yeah, a bit of time. So I just wanted to show you something.
Right.
Do you want to?
No, you do. I've got a random one. If you want to fill in any time,
please do the random one in a minute. Yeah. I wanted to show you both something. So somebody from a company called Tiny Trade Tools have sent us.
Oh my god.
A selection. Tiny, have a look.
Is that a plasterer's motorboard?
Of Tiny Trade Tools.
That is fantastic.
It's a trowel.
Aren't they cool? A little trowel. Little trowel.
Oh, that is superb.
Plasterer's trowel.
A little joiner's hammer.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So they've sent them us for free. So shout out to Tiny Trade Tools on
TikTok.
What,
they're not,
please go and follow them now.
They're not cheap crap.
No, they're not rubbish. They're not good. They're not rubbish at all. Open them up and have a look. Get them out. Have a look.
Oh, Dave. That is. Tell you what. You'll be pointing.
So there's videos on TikTok and there's videos out there of people actually using their tiny trade tools.
You could use that as
a key ring.
You could use that plasterer's trowel, actually.
Look at the hammer.
Get a skim on that.
How cool is that? Look at the hammer.
That's great. Yeah, but they're not flimsy, are they?
So we just want to thank Tiny Trade Tools for sending them out to us.
Tiny Trade Tools.
Giving them a bit of shout. So that please go and excellent. Google them. If any of you trades people out there want a key ring.
I know, it'd be funny. If Dad saw that, he could use that. I could just get a little bit of detail in the corner.
And he
just passes
the trowel a bit.
Yeah.
How cool are these?
It's brilliant.
That is decent.
Which one of our friends would have loved that?
Danny?
You know what I mean?
Look.
That's great. Cool.
You know plasterers, you know, because they always moan about, you know, like round
getting into corners.
Little bit ticky corners, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to show you them because I thought they were really good.
They're mint.
Yeah, they're clearly very, very good. Yeah, have a look. They're clearly very well made, aren't they? And I might put that one on my key ring. It's bricklayer.
Can I have this?
Yeah, by all means. Yeah. Do you want to, Andy, you choose one if you want one?
Take this trowel in memory of.
Yeah, I will. I'll take the trowel.
And then the hawk board. Cheers. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll use the hawk board for the table. We'll keep the hawk board on the table. Yeah. So again,
cheers.
Thank you for Tiny Trade Tools sending out them. And if you want to go and order any, just go onto the TikTok, Tiny Trade Tools TikTok page.
I love that.
Please go on and have a look and order
them. That is brilliant.
Hopefully they get some orders from this podcast. But pretty cool. Andy, give us your fact.
Right, you've all heard of the Parthenon in Greece, haven't
you? Oh, yeah, the Parthenon. So there's two Parthenons.
Yeah, of course you have.
Been in it.
You've been in the Parthenon?
Been in it.
So is it the two? There's one in...
No, there's the Parthenon. The Parthenon is in Greece.
Yes.
And then there's the Pantheon.
Pantheon.
In Rome. And that's the Hall of the Gods.
Yes. You've been in there, haven't you? Do you want me to say about the Pantheon?
And that's what I was going to talk about.
Right, in Rome.
About the concrete, go on.
About it's the devil's hole.
The Oculus, yeah.
The Oculus, right.
Explain what that means.
It's that there's a hole in the roof.
Oh, okay.
For the sun. Buried.
Is Raphael built that?
Raphael, one of them.
What, one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Oh,
yeah.
By the way, I love that show. I love that cartoon.
I've not seen it, but the original film, I think it's still a great film.
It's a stand-up.
The original Turtles film, like from the 1991.
Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power. I can still do it, but I'm not going to do it.
Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael.
What was the first one? Do you know Leonardo in Rome?
Yes, go on.
Yes, right, about to so talk
been
about
there
it.
Twice. Oh. Two different women.
two different like holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, fair play.
One was my wife.
Yeah, well, fair play.
Threw the coins in. She don't watch it. Anyway.
Yeah, she won't listen. She won't listen. She won't watch it.
Oh, Jeremy Fountain.
And if you do, apologies, Lucy.
I've been married 8 years.
Yeah,
so anyway.
So yeah.
Right. But number one spot, it's unbelievable. So you've got all little streets in Rome and you walk through and you come out to the Pantheon and it's there and it is incredibly interesting, amazing.
Robert Langdon deciphered a clue there as well.
He did.
But what is the number one prime spot facing it, restaurant or so-called restaurant?
Oh no, you think you've told me this.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
You've told me, yeah.
Is it really?
And it's
has it been ruined?
Oh, it's been wrecked. So it's like that Carl
Ferguson. It's a fantastic building, the Pantheon.
You see, you don't show you the KFC.
Yeah, they don't show you the KFC behind it or whatever.
It's unbelievable, and it's into a square.
You've got a McDonald's facing it.
And it's the
beautiful building.
But then round it is these beautiful like little Italian restaurants. Bang, straight in front of it is a massive McDonald's.
Yeah.
Huge.
Has that got an Oculus in
there? It's kind of what we were saying about this world-ending meteorite. That McDonald's is gone.
Yeah.
But the Pantheon.
Pantheon might get
gone. Maybe.
No, I was going to talk about the concrete. Right, it's House of the Gods. That's what Pantheon means.
Yeah.
And it was, for 1,400 years, the largest dome in the world.
Yeah. Until St. Peter's.
St. Paul's.
Florence.
Oh, yeah.
Florence. Yeah. And then St. Paul's.
St. Paul's Cathedral. Yeah. In London.
I was looking at it. It's got its total concrete dome.
Yeah.
And it's made of three different types of concrete.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's thick, heavier concrete to lighter, like pumice.
Wonderful.
Concrete. And
wonderful.
It's still there now after nearly 2,000 years.
Yeah, it's still there. But through all the weather. Imagine all the weather it's been through, that dome. And like you say, it won't have metal in the middle of it.
No, it's not reinforced.
Yeah. All the weather it's been through. What a fantastic design.
It's about a metre thick at the thinnest point and about 6 metres thick.
Fantastic.
At the base.
6 metres.
But they reckon it's built that well, Bay, that the pressure on the walls, it's actually, I think it's even better than today's standards for a dome.
Well, fantastic. Like, it is a good building.
No, that was built nearly 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. I've stood in the
center. And you've seen that twice and I've not seen it once yet.
There must be something that we've built now I'm going to say now. I mean, let's call
probably
it
probably Victorians.
I'm going to say 150 years to 200 years.
I've got to say that
there must be something.
The Hoover Dam. It's massive mega structures now, isn't it? It's like dams, isn't it, and stuff like that.
Stockport Viaducts.
Yeah, epic like big mega structures.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
You know, it's still going to survive. But modern, say the last 200 years.
Yeah, there will be stuff that are missing. I mean, think of
I'll tell you,
the railways.
St. Pancras's
that's beautiful, that.
Railway station in beautiful. London. It's one of the biggest.
Is it back to King's Cross, that, or something?
Am I getting mixed up?
I don't know. Isn't it two stations in one?
No, I think that's because J.K. Rowling got it wrong.
Ah, that's what it is.
That's what happened with that. I think that's what you're thinking there. I think so. Yeah.
Does the Euro go from St. Pancras?
One of them. Either King's Cross. Yeah, it does. Yeah. King's Cross.
Eurostar.
The Euro Tunnel. Would that survive?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's a great megastructure.
I've never been on that.
No. But what a wonderful.
But it's stuff that it's not. It goes unnoticed because it's not like dramatics.
Because you don't see it.
Yeah.
What about like some great bridges of our time, like the Forth Bridge up in Scotland?
The one in Anglesey. I love that one.
Isambard Kingdom Brunel's bridge.
I think it was
a suspension bridge across Anglesey. Didn't he?
No, it's the one. It's the Albert Memorial Bridge, the one with the weird one. Yes, with the tube in between.
But the first suspension bridge ever built in the world is the suspension bridge over
Telford, Thomas Telford's.
Yeah, but it is onto Anglesey.
No, I think it's Bristol.
Oh, I don't know about that, Andy.
I mean, you could argue.
Well, it's maybe like, one of the first.
In the last 300 years, 400 years, five.
Victorians did some good stuff.
What about the one in America?
Oh, the Golden Gate.
Golden Gate.
And actually, the Brooklyn Bridge, that was massive.
Which, by the way, one person a day jumps off the Golden Gate Bridge on average.
My God.
One person a day.
They're never not painting it, aren't they?
No, that's the fourth bridge.
No, they have stopped. Yeah. They've done this special silica plastic coating now. They don't have to work now. I know.
Yeah. That's the saying, isn't it? Oh, like the fucking fourth bridge, that. Always painted it, basically. But yeah, so there'd be a few remnants of human civilization
Not much to what we do. Let's go last 50 years. What have we built?
The last 50 years.
It's all like roads and railways. Motorways. Motorways. We built loads of motorways in the 50s.
The A555 is a brilliant.
The River Cruise.
A555 River Cruise.
It's a great road, right?
Unless it rains.
When it's sunny.
But when it's pissing down.
£300 million on a road that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Within 10 minutes on Facebook, you get the A55 River.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
It's great.
I would say great buildings that we've been built recently but probably wouldn't last, but things like the Burj Khalifa, you know, in Dubai.
What about the one in Barcelona, the Guardia de Familia? That cathedral.
Yeah.
The Shard.
The Shard's amazing.
It's beautiful. Right.
No, it's beautiful.
But it's just steel and glass. That's all it is.
That's what I mean.
That's all it is.
The Eiffel Tower
But it is amazing.
The Eiffel Tower.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That will probably remain. Just,
you know, is it cast iron?
Blackpool Tower.
Blackpool Tower.
That's not going anywhere.
No. Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, that's
always say Planet of the Apes is still there, isn't it?
Yes.
And coming out, isn't it?
Just coming out. Yeah. Oh, I love that film.
Oh, yeah. Great film.
The original classic sci-fi. Not the Mark Wahlberg one.
No,
but it's okay.
I like the one.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah, it's a brilliant film.
What is he shout? Dennis Quaid. What's that one?
Dennis Quaid.
It's a good film.
Quaid.
That's not Enemy Mine.
You know, that's out of.
Open your.
It's a great film. Total Recall.
God, I tell you what, we go all over the place in this podcast, don't we?
Yeah, it's such
a good film, though. We really do.
Yeah, but
I think we've got about 2 minutes left.
There's a Mars pyramid in that film.
There is. Here's one, just to finish off. So we're obviously talking about ancient buildings and everything, and we're not doing a giveaway this month, by the way, if anyone's wondering. So why do you think there are so many civilizations around the world that weren't connected that still built a pyramid type structure?
Because it's the simplest structure to build.
Someone was
without arches, it's the simplest structure.
Do you think that's the reason why?
I think it's the simple without the technology of arches and other techniques and lighter materials. Yeah. It's the most monumental and easiest one you can build. One on top of two. Yeah.
So three on top of two on top of one on top and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I know I'm a skeptic. I go more.
You are.
I am more skeptical.
Do you think civilizations that didn't contact each other, that didn't even know each other existed, still built the pyramid like structures?
because we were that advanced that we were interconnected, but we just lost it.
Oh, so you think we did? We were talking.
I'm not actually saying about aliens. I don't know. I believe the universe is expanding and it's fucking massive, basically. But I'm a big believer in what's happened. Something's happened before.
I think we've lost techniques. We've lost certain techniques of doing things. I can say that, like trades.
We've reached peaks and then it's dropped again and reached peaks.
So we keep going back to a point.
That's happened even the last few thousand years.
That's what I mean.
We kind of call it the Dark Ages in a way, but
yeah,
they say it's a bit more life than you
I'm
think.
I'm convinced that
there's something there
that's happened before, and I'm not saying we've had help from gods or aliens.
I don't know. You look at places like China, though. They've kind of had a continuous civilization for 3,000 years.
We've lost. Like, I think we have been more interconnected in the past, and we just don't know. We have. Yeah. I think we have been.
You mean interconnected with each other, or do you mean with?
I'd say our surroundings.
No, as in our planet.
They found cocaine in a mummy's body, didn't they?
Fantastic.
And that can only get that from one place. Right. Yeah. They can only get that from South America, I think, can't they? Yeah.
Yeah, the top nine.
So that sort of proves like
there was something like they could have been trained.
He got coked out of his head, right, watching people build pyramids.
And he's on his chariot trying to.
Not that we condone that, by the way, in any way, shape, or form, because we don't. No, we absolutely don't.
Beer. No.
But if you're a pharaoh back in the day, no, and someone offers you a line of white powder,
yeah,
you won't know, would you? You wouldn't know what we know now. No. Do you know what I mean? I don't think.
Maybe it made them build.
How have we got onto pharaohs taking cocaine? Yeah. Well, interestingly, we'll finish on this then. So there is a theory about if you take, and I've never taken them, just to be clear. But if the human race has had a hallucinogenic type drug, it will enable you or give you visions of buildings or of a way to construct structures and whatnot.
I don't mind talking about this.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me. I've taken mushrooms.
Right. I would actually. That's one of the other things I would. You know,
I'll never forget the night I took them, and it was one of the best nights I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
and I still remember that night.
Did it make you want to be a better joiner, though, Dan?
I think I was. I could have.
Could you fly?
No.
Can you fly, Bobby?
I was enlightened, and I still think it's one of the best experiences I've ever had in my
life. Did you encounter anything?
No, but the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year, I think it opened my mind up.
Yeah, well, fair play.
Well, they reckon there's a theory about
how we made that kind of what I was getting at, to creativity.
Yeah, no,
they reckon that's how human beings might have made that abstract jump from just being like hunter-gatherers to being more...
Listen, thinking
through mushrooms.
It messed your head up.
But
yeah.
I think I can understand why it might unlock certain parts of your brain to create something.
Yeah. Well, look at the Beatles, for example.
Yeah.
You know, Sgt. Pepper's. Yeah. That album was created solely off trips to India. And drugs. And I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's as much as you think, but it was. Yeah, there was stuff like that. Yeah.
Yellow Submarine. Who's going to sing about a Yellow Submarine unless you're taking drugs? I'm sorry, but come on. I mean, I'm not Ringo singing. Well, Ringo.
I saw something the other day on TikTok.
Go on.
TikToker.
That Ringo is 83.
Oh, no.
Is he?
No, Ringo's the eldest.
Is he 81?
No, Ringo was like the eldest.
Love Ringo.
Yeah, but Paul's like 81.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Paul's
I love Ringo.
Like 81, 82.
Yeah.
Barbara Bach. He's married to Barbara Bach.
Yeah.
Great Bond girl.
83, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's the eldest.
And I was like, wow.
What's Ringo famous for in our generation?
Thomas
the Tank Engine, of course. He voiced Thomas.
You, Thomas.
Ooh, that's not bad. Thomas.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Come on now, Thomas. Get them wagons, Thomas. Pull. And suddenly the fat controller appeared. Anyway, I think that's probably enough for this evening.
Yeah,
for this, I've enjoyed that, lads. I've really enjoyed.
It's been a bit all over, hasn't it?
We have been a bit all over, yeah. We're not very... We don't stick to things, do we? But that's the beauty of the Site Kevin
I'm
podcast.
This.
You like the tiny tools?
Tiny tools.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
So, as always, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please make sure that you follow us on TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you kind of take us in. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate it. We'll be back next month with another episode. It's not always going to be construction throughout the ages. It might just be construction throughout the thousands of years. Who knows what it might be next month?
Future construction.
Future construction. That's a great episode. It could well be.
You're very in that industry where
green tech.
Green tech.
Yeah. That. Do you know what? I think it deserves an episode. Yeah. Green technologies.
The Egyptians built the pyramids by sound. That's another theory.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Which I don't agree with.
And we will definitely come back to ancient buildings and to ancient episodes, won't we, in the future. But all that remains is to say, Andy, Danny, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And we will see you all next month. Thanks very much, guys.